The long-awaited plan maps out where future oil and gas development can happen on the White River National Forest. The forest covers 2 million acres and includes iconic places like the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness and the Flat Tops Wilderness. Work began 4 years ago to update a 1993 version of an environmental impact statement for oil and gas drilling on the White River.
So this has been a long process. It's been a challenging process. It's been a very comprehensive process.
Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams says the plan minimizes the impacts from energy development to the forest's natural character while still providing opportunities for oil and gas development.
This is a forest that in our forest plan reflects that is high values for recreation, wildlife. It's the most visited public land unit, including national parks, national forests in the entire nation. So I believe those values are both economically important and socially important.
Under the plan, more than 1.2 million acres will be closed for oil and gas leasing, including much of the contested Thompson Divide area near Carbondale and Glenwood Springs. The Thompson Divide Coalition is working to protect that area. Executive Director Zane Kessler calls the plan a good step.
So we're excited that the Forest Service has taken a very strong conservation-minded lead on this.
More work needs to be done, he says, because 100,000 acres already leased on the divide won't be affected by the Forest Service plan. The plan only applies to future leasing. Still, it's good news for communities like Carbondale, says Mayor Stacy Patch Bernot.
This decision helps to establish a balance that we've been talking about for decades. It recognizes that some areas are simply inappropriate for development. This decision also is a major victory for rural communities as I see it, and for the men and women who rely on these public lands for their livelihoods, and that's crucial for Carbondale and our future.
Other local governments are weighing in. Pitkin County Commissioner Rob Entner says the Forest Service deserves our thanks, and Glenwood Springs Mayor Leo McKinney is urging the BLM to follow the Forest Service's lead in its analysis of federal land in the region that's already leased. Not everyone was pleased with Tuesday's announcement. David Ludlum is with the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
Maybe disappointed is not quite the right word, because it infers that you are surprised. And I think that this is exactly what we expected.
He says taking these acres out of play is ill-advised, and the plan will undoubtedly impact how the BLM chooses to treat the 65 existing energy leases it's reviewing.
We do believe that this plan was planned to have an impact on that BLM process. We believe that demographics and politics are primarily driving some of these records of decision and not resource values. And we think that some of the acreage that's been withdrawn conveniently aligns with the political boundary that is the Thompson Divide.
Ludlum believes energy development is possible on more acreage than what's allowed under the proposal that targets areas with high oil and gas potential. The Forest Service will take objections for 60 days before a final decision is released. The plan is temporary. It'll get another revision in 15 to 20 years. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.